So, have you ever thought about bringing in one of those goal and competition systems for your team, but maybe felt a bit overwhelmed? Like, where do you even begin to see if it's right? Well, this deep dive, it's definitely for you.
Yeah, we've looked at some really interesting sources, and one lays out a very practical way to assess that fit internally
Yeah,
before you jump in.
exactly. It's about understanding your own organization first.
Right. Because success with these kinds of platforms, the ones that gamify performance, it's not just about the software itself.
And we're talking about platforms like Quan.
Yes, Quan. It's pronounced like Quan. Remember that word from Jerry Maguire?
Oh yeah. Love, respect, community.
And the dollars. The whole package. That's the idea, turning KPIs, those performance indicators, into real action, into a kind of game.
Okay, so this internal assessment process we found in one source, it's like a roadmap, right? Three-step.
That's right. Three key steps, and we're going to walk through them, see how they help you figure out if your organization is actually ready for something like Quan.
Or any similar system, really.
Precisely. So step one is organizational mapping and initial interviews.
Mapping things out makes sense. Who do you talk to?
Well, you need a few different perspectives. Definitely people at head office management, HR, maybe payroll.
The strategic level.
But then you absolutely need the direct managers, the team leads.
And the frontline employees, the ones actually doing the work.
Critically important. They're the ones who will use the system day to day. You need their perspective.
And what are we asking them? Just, do you like competitions?
Not quite. It's more about understanding the current state. Like, what are the main KPIs for their roles? How are they measured right now? Is it clear?
Okay, so the details, like what systems hold the data? Excel, something else.
Exactly. Is the data quantitative, qualitative? Do people even understand their goals clearly?
Yeah.
Skipping this, that's a recipe for problems later. You build on shaky ground.
You find out what's really happening, not just the official version.
You got it. And you also ask about what exists now. Any current rewards, competitions, how are they run? Is it a headache?
Right, get that baseline understanding of goals, how they're tracked, and any existing incentives.
That's step one, building that solid foundation.
Okay, foundation built. What's next? I'm guessing the tech side?
Guessed right. Step two is all about consulting with your IT and data stakeholders.
The tech check.
Yep, purely focused on technical feasibility. Where does all that performance data actually live?
CRM systems, spreadsheets again, maybe some custom tool.
Could be anything. BI tools, operational systems, are they internal systems you control or third party? Big difference.
And crucially, how do you get the data out?
That's the million-dollar question sometimes. Is there an API? Can you export reports easily? Is it manual data entry?
Hark not. And is the data even organized usefully? Like, can you easily see performance per person, per team?
Yeah, that's often a huge hurdle. Can your current tech setup actually talk to an external platform like Quan? Can it handle that kind of connection for real-time stuff?
Checking the plumbing, basically.
Pretty much. And are you in control? Or do you rely on vendors to give you access? This tells you if connecting is going to be straightforward or a major project.
Okay, so people, process, then tech feasibility. Got it. Step three.
Step three is bringing it all together. Consolidate findings in an internal report.
Makes sense. Put it down on paper.
Exactly. The source suggests a clear structure. Who's this for the target population? What's the current workflow for goals? Your existing measurement infrastructure. Where's the data? How good is it?
Then the problems you found.
Right, the gaps and challenges. And finally, that technical feasibility assessment.
So you have a clear picture.
A really clear data-informed picture. It helps you make a much smarter decision about whether to proceed
Yeah.
and with what kind of solution.
And this is where you can really evaluate if a platform like Qon fits, right? A
Yeah.
platform that says it can gamify almost any KPI
Sales, service, tasks, you name it.
with real-time tracking, leaderboards, rewards. You can see if it actually plugs the gaps you found.
And addresses the challenges. Can it potentially deliver those results you might read about, like a performance boost or high engagement in your specific context?
Based on your reality, not just a sales pitch.
Precisely. And the sources really highlight this. The assessment process itself is valuable. Just doing it creates so much internal clarity.
How so?
Well, everyone starts thinking more clearly about what gets measured, why it matters, how it connects to rewards. Expectations become clearer.
Which probably helps any project succeed even before new tech.
Absolutely. Better clarity, better alignment, higher chance of success.
So this assessment, It's not a massive undertaking, but the payoff in clarity seems huge.
Yeah.
It helps you figure out if you're ready before you commit significant resources.
Ready technically, ready culturally, ready to really embrace that whole Quan idea.
The love, respect, community, and the dollars.
I have a whole package.
Okay, that really clarifies the process. And it leaves us with a final thought, doesn't it? Beyond just the metrics and the money. What does truly successful, really inspired performance actually look and feel like for your team? What does that Quan mean in your world?